Hello, and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are back. It is a Thursday. Happy Thursday, everyone.
It is Thursday, indeed.
We are almost there. We've almost made it to the end of the week. All right, and we've got a little bit more Dune talk to get throw your way. So, let's do it, John.
It's raining goons.
It is still raining goons. We, of course, are talking about minute 8 through 9, where it's just a bunch of goons fighting. That's really what we're talking about this week or today.
Well, I guess in particular, it's one goon fighting.
True.
Yeah.
True. The goon that we
two. There's two goons.
Yes. We do get two goons here.
Yeah.
Man, what a day. We get a two goon day.
We get a pair of gooners.
Pair of gooners. So the first goon in particular we're talking about is the one who landed gently at the end of the last minute, just a couple of feet away from Paul and Jessica.
Yep.
Very, very close.
Thankfully, Paul and Jessica are behind him. Mm-hmm. He's not aware of his surroundings. Yep. So, you know.
It's true. He starts to walk off. In fairness,
those big like bulbous helmets and everything must be horrendous for peripheral vision.
Sure. Maybe they have some kind of like camera system on the lens that allows them to see a wider field of view.
No, they just have that bike mirror, that little small bike mirror, but it's on like a suction cup and they just under their fucking helmet or whatever. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That'd be really funny if you saw
That's why they're so wide. They have to keep the mirrors in place.
Yeah.
I'll buy that for $1. So this goon starts to walk away from PB&J and the rocks.
His blade is drawn.
Blade is drawn, and they think they're, you know, stay still, stay low. He's going to go away.
His vision is based on movement.
Yeah, exactly. But no, that is not what happens, because we get another goon body that lands in between the walking goon and PB&J.
With another very loud thud.
Yeah. So that causes him to turn around, and once he turns around, he spots Paul and Jessica crouched down by the rocks.
Locks eyes with Paul.
We assume.
We would assume. We assume. Yeah, because he's just got his big bulbous fucking helmet on. But
Paul and him lock eyes and face mask, I guess. So on the goon that's just fallen, Paul sees that there is a blade available. Yep. He has abandoned his trusty Bashan rock at this point. Never even got a chance to use it.
R.I.P. the Bashan rock.
Yep. Unsung hero. We hardly knew ye. And Paul looks at the knife, or looks at the blade, looks at the goon. The goon looks at Paul, looks at the blade. And then they start a very, very stereotypical mad dash to the middle.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood after all, baby.
That's right. Got to raise them stakes. So just like a cow with a suspensor field, the stakes have been raised. Anyways.
Just imagining a field of floating cows now.
Yeah. So Paul manages to get to the blade just a hero's amount of time before the goon does.
Well, is he a hero?
Well, he's a protagonist amount of time.
Sure.
And a Paul and goon fight erupts. We get some really cool fight choreography, which will be a theme throughout this movie.
Yep.
Some amazing, amazing fight choreography.
But as we saw at the end of Dune Part 1, Paul just won a fight against Jameis, who is, controversial take, probably way fucking better at combat than this just random-ass, unnamed Harkonnen soldier.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, I would say bladed combat, for sure.
Yeah. Well, no, because we see Jameis also firing a laser gun at the very start of Dune Part 1.
Very true.
We know that Jameis is definitely a good shot with a laser gun.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. Well, just like Jameis, Paul skewers the fuck out of this Harkonnen goon.
Yeah.
It's a much faster fight. So
only lasts like 10, 15 seconds.
At most.
Yeah.
And then Paul, in his victory, is, you know, standing over the body. And we see behind Paul this tall dune, and we see a Harkonnen soldier begin to, you know, kind of work his way up.
Yep.
And
He kind of crouches down, and from his perspective, we hear the goon say, "I got you, rat."
Yep. We hear the laser gun whine begin to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then Jessica hits him with a rock.
Bashes him in the side of the head with a big fucking rock.
So she's found her own.
She's got a bigger bashing rock than Paul's.
Yeah.
Because she's got a two-handed bashing rock.
It's true. I have a couple problems with this.
Yeah.
First and foremost, how the fuck did she get up there?
Yeah. Maybe she used some fucking weirding way, like.
But that has not been introduced.
Oh. Spooky.
Oh. You mentioned the weirding way, and the spooky sounds come back, John.
Well, no, the weirding way has kind of been introduced.
Stilgar says, "We didn't know you were a weirding woman."
Yeah, but we also saw her just like completely fucking incapacitating him. So.
Yeah, but the whole like.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
And I agree with you.
Okay, so let's say she got to the top of this dune.
Yeah, which would be incredibly fast because Paul and this goon that he skewered.
Mm-hmm. A goon kebab?
The goon kebab, yeah. Look at that. From the time that Paul like ran until he stabbed was like 25 seconds.
Not even, man.
For her to
movie
run,
time, that was it was like less than 3.
For her to run from where they were around and behind, like yeah,
around no, up and behind.
I agree.
It doesn't make sense. Okay, so that's question one. How the fuck did she get up there so fast?
Mm-hmm.
Question two: did she carry the rock with her? Because why would there be a rock at the very top of this dune? Sand dunes are notorious for shifting around. That's why there's all these rocks at the bottom of the outcropping.
Yeah.
So she had to have
carried it with her.
And that looks like a heavy fucking rock.
Yeah, she's a pregnant woman, but as we discussed, between 5 and 10 weeks pregnant, I don't know what kind of mobility challenges
I'm gonna say
are involved.
Very
probably none.
Yeah, very little at yeah. this point.
It does lead with a lot of like, oh, you're just conveniently there.
Yes. A Deus Ex bashing rock.
Oh, we love it.
So yeah, but in however she gets up there, she's there. She hits the fuck out of this Harkonnen guard. Smashes his face covering, his face shield in, and we hear just the hiss of the pressurized suit. I don't know if it's pressurized or just there's air or whatever flowing through it.
But well, if there's air flowing in through it, then that would mean that it is pressurized.
Yeah, to at least some degree. But
we know that there's air flowing through it because the fan on the back.
Yes, but when she smashes it, you see like
gas
and stuff come out. So we've never really discussed whether the atmospheric makeup of Gedi Prime is versus Harkonnen versus Arrakis. Excuse me. So maybe there's some like very subtle differences that the suits that they wear account for, possibly.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Pure speculation. But the fact that it does, we see it blow outwards would mean that the suit is at least pressurized slightly more than the surrounding air. She gets a couple of good licks on this guy.
Fucking beats the shit out of this guy. It's more than just a couple good licks on
him. I think it's safe to assume that this goon is dead at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because she bashes the face shield mm-hmm. and then continues bashing his face with this big-ass two-handed rock.
Yeah.
He's not gonna make it.
It's not looking good.
No.
So
he's definitely had better days.
Yeah, for sure. So Paul's just standing there like, what? As Jessica lets the rock tumble down, and we can see the way that the rock falls, that maybe the prop that they used was probably not an actual rock and whatever.
No, it was probably a piece of foam because guess what? She's fucking pantomiming, bashing this dude in the face. And if she accidentally hits him, oops.
Well, versus probably wasn't,
oh, we have to do
maxillofacial. Probably wasn't a body there to begin with. Probably wasn't a person inside the suit.
Yeah. Fair.
Movie magic, John.
Movie magic.
Another deep cut. Is that like old Rooster Teeth?
That's old Rooster Teeth. Yeah, that's like 2012 to 2014 office tour video or whatever. But yeah, just the shitty blue screen with all of Bernie's skin just turns blue is fucking hilarious.
We see Jessica start to make her way down the dune.
Walking fast.
Walking fast. Face is smashed. She's paw bound.
Okay. And that's where our minute ends.
Is this 2 days in a row of shitty song parodies?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, let's see if we can make it three. And that is where our minute ends, right there.
Yep.
So, anything else from your end?
No.
Nope. All right, cool. We're still skating on no Art of Soul notes and no book notes, so we're keeping these minutes a little bit light.
I think we have already hit our quota for long minutes. with our second episode.
Yeah, well.
For a little bit at least. So.
Yeah, well, we got some time.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we will be back tomorrow to round out the week. Socials remain the same, DuneMinute.com on Blue Sky and DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to send an email our way. We will catch y'all tomorrow.
We'll see you later.